This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Put a smile on your face. We are going to get to some emails this hour, but actually I want to get back to kind of a theme we've been talking about tonight on the system and the weaponization of the system and how they're aiming it at us, because there's a couple other things we need to discuss here, a couple things to be aware of. Once we're done with that, we'll get to some emails and other stuff, but Remember when we've been playing this little sound bit from a Rep. Stacey Plaskett? Just an example of how the communist views government power. She's sitting there in Congress, and in her mind, she has, you know, the FBI, the DOJ kind of under her charge, under her command. What kind of things does Stacey Plaskett want done at the FBI?
What is the point of
this? I'll fast forward a little.
Check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists, white fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached convicted felon.
Okay. But it extends beyond the FBI, DOJ stuff. We already talked about that. There have been things going on our military bases, maybe you're not aware of. Maybe we've tried to block them out. Maybe we've tried to convince ourselves the problem is not a big deal. But believe me when I tell you, it's a very, very, very big deal. How do you think these communists look at our military? Do you think they look at all those troops, all those guns, all those tanks, bombs, bullets, planes, and do you think they sit and dream about defending America with those things? Or do you think they sit and dream about taking out you with those things? Oh, Jesse, that's so extreme. Quit being over the top. Okay. I want you to listen to this. This is Jim Banks. He's interrogating a general, General Matlock, about some of the things they're teaching in the United States Army. Why would they be teaching that pro-lifers are terrorists?
This training started in 2017. It lasted until a few months ago. 10,000 soldiers were taught that national right to life was a potential domestic terrorist threat, or that
I've seen these slides. I need to clarify. I've had whistleblowers send them to me. I've had other people report on it. The United States military, this is not a one-off. They get people signing up to serve their country. They get them in a classroom. They sit them down and they tell them, you might be a terrorist.
Soldiers with state-issued pro-life license plates were a threat. How in the world does something like that go on for so long and neither of you or anyone in leadership ever catches it? General, let's start with you.
Chairman Banks, thank you for the question. So I want to emphasize again, these training materials were improperly developed and should have never
been presented. Why did it go on for so long? I understand. I appreciate it.
They say the same thing every single time. Every time the communists gets caught, using his position of authority in despicable ways. They always act outraged, mortified. It's not going on. It was barely going on. We took care of it right away. Remember when Christopher Wray was busted because a whistleblower came forward with a memo from the Richmond field office announcing the FBI's intention to infiltrate your church, to develop sources in your church to take down you evil, dirty Christians? Remember what Christopher Wray told Congress about it? I was shocked too. I was mortified. We stopped it immediately. That's how they act every time they're caught red-handed. I'll let the general continue.
Chairman Banks, the failure was in anyone providing feedback or any supervisor not observing the training and taking immediate correction.
The supervisors, of course, did observe the training. This is an outright lie. It's an obfuscation, Chris. What, Chris? That's a huge word. But it is. It's a flat-out lie. Supervisors, of course, would observe the training. They would approve the training before the training went into place. And since it's been going on since 2017, multiple times, high-ranking individuals inside of the United States Army have sat in and observed this training. The reason they didn't stop it is they agree that you're a domestic terrorist.
There's no excuse for how long it lasted.
Doctor? I mean, this is crazy.
I would echo that.
So the follow up to that is: has anyone been held accountable for it?
This is the best part. Remember when they asked Christopher Wray, "Hey, Christopher Wray, what happened to the guy who wrote the memo? Was there any discipline? Nothing." Remember when they asked John Kirby, we don't have to play it again, you have it memorized by now. Remember when they asked John Kirby, "Is there going to be any discipline for vaporizing 10 innocent people in Afghanistan?" Nothing. Years, United States Army personnel were taught that you, pro-lifer, are a domestic terrorist. Hey, who got in trouble for it?
This is the United States Army. This is a training that went on since 2017. You're acknowledging that y'all missed it. Any accountability at all?
In Chairman Banks, in the conduct of the investigation after it was completed, the commander directed corrective actions, which have all been completed.
But accountability, you're the United.
Don't you love that? Corrective actions. What's that mean? Oh, nothing, of course.
The States Army. Has anyone been held accountable for
the commander further delegated responsibility for any additional actions to the garrison commander?
How about the soldier who created the training to begin with? Has he been held accountable?
The individual who created the training has received corrective training, has been retrained as a trainer, and continues to perform.
Corrective training, but
I'll let him go on. He received corrective training, and he's been retrained as a trainer. The person inside the United States Army who created a slide describing you as a potential domestic terrorist is still training to this day. Oh, no, we retrained him as a trainer to this day. That same filthy communist sits there in uniform teaching our troops that you are a terrorist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's of course. It's
accountability.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to talk about specific accountability actions because those actions reside
why not?
With the
chain. You're the United States Army. No, and you're acknowledging that mistakes were made, but has anyone been held accountable for that mistake?
Again, Chairman, I'm not going to describe specific actions taken because those actions reside with the chain of command, and it's our policy not to discuss those.
Let me ask you this quick. 10,000 soldiers were told that National Right to Life was a potential terrorist group, and soldiers with pro-life license plates were a potential terrorist threat. Have those 10,000 soldiers been told that they were misinformed?
Chairman, in the investigation concluded based on surveys from the soldiers and also by speaking to the soldiers that at the end of the training, they did not have the misperception about the nature of those organizations.
I don't know what that means. Have those 10,000 soldiers been told that they've been misinformed?
Chairman, they have not specifically been told they've been misinformed.
Year after year after year. Of course, the reason there was no disciplinary action is because these things were done with the approval of the United States Army. And the reason there was no disciplinary action for the United States Army is these things were done with the approval of the deep state of this country, the Pentagon, politicians, the bureaucracy. They are trying to turn you in to a threat to national security with the intention of doing what communists have done every single time they have ever taken power. They will turn the secret state police agency and the military of the country against their domestic political enemies by first classifying them as threats to national security. This is not happening in the future. It's already been happening for years. Do I need to remind you? A third, that was the number given to me by someone who would know. A third is what he told me of United States Green Berets, the finest troops on the planet. A third of them would attack you to this day if they were ordered to do so. That's the world we live in now. Do I need to remind you what Marcus Allen, the FBI whistleblower, told us with that audio? Get a weapon and practice. Get to know your neighbors. Stock up on emergency food. Start acting as if the government is trying to turn you into a terrorist, because I promise you they are. We see it all over the place. And that actually brings me, I'm going to get to some emails in a second. That brings me to Mark Cuban. He's a fascinating person who's been on a lot of people's minds lately. We'll describe that. We'll discuss him, people like him more generally, in a moment. Before we do that, let's discuss, what do you do with your money then? If these people are trashing the dollar, and they are, and no one, notice how no one's even mentioning cutting spending. No one even mentions it anymore. It's not even brought up. They're collapsing the dollar. You have FBI whistleblowers telling you what? Stock up on food. Put your money in something that is hard. Hard assets. Something you can touch and feel. Real estate. Real estate is our way forward. No matter what happens, that home you buy retains value. I know housing markets go up and down, but real estate retains value. Why do you think these legacy wealthy families buy up real estate as fast as they can? Land, houses, everything they can get their hands on. Because it lasts. Done for you real estate will do this for you. The normal person. It's not for billionaires. It's not for the hedge fund guy. It's for you. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. They will find you the property in the best market. They'll handle the rental process, the financing process. They do it all. Doneforyoujesse.com. Let's talk Mark Cuban next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow's and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Mark Cuban, one of these billionaire types, used to be the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. I think he sold it. I don't know. Whatever. Still owns an interest, I think. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But he's been out there super vocal about this election, for Kamala Harris, of course. Bizarrely vocal. You know, it's not abnormal for a Hollywood actress or a CEO, when interviewed, when they're asked who they're voting for, to say the Democrat. That's not abnormal. Basic societal pressures, they feel like they have to, but some of them really, really go over the top every now and then. Mark Cuban has been doing this, just embarrassing himself on behalf of Kamala Harris?
Thanks. What a lot of business people don't get. I look at the Harris campaign as a company, and Kamala is the CEO, right? She's had, what, 45 days, 60 days to build an entire organization. And you look at the results. She went from negative favorability ratings. She went from recognition being relatively low. She went from being way behind in every single poll you looked at. And now look where she's at. Worst case, she's tied, and in many cases, she's ahead. When you're able to turn around a battleship like a presidential campaign and go from being way behind.
I'm just going to let him keep embarrassing him. I'm going to let the whole thing play. It's 30 more seconds. Just Listen to how embarrassing this is.
Too tight or ahead, you're doing a lot right. And on the flip side, if you had what seemed like an insurmountable lead, and now you've given up that entire lead to another CEO, you're getting fired. Right. So I think that's the beautiful part of looking at what she's doing. She's run her campaign like a CEO. She's had success. And when I go to talk to business people, that's what I tell them. She's actually running her organization like a CEO. And that's the evidence that you need to know that she'll be a great leader, that she understands business, that she understands organizations, and she'll be a friend and partner to business across the board.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's got this business world thing figured out. CEO don't.
How do you go after price gouging without implementing price controls? Because once we get in this zone, people start to get worried and they say, I don't know what she stands for.
So just to be very frank, I am never going to apologize for going after companies and corporations that take advantage of the desperation of the American people.
But this was not a one-off. It wasn't just one weird TV interview from Mark Cuban. It's been all the time. It's almost as if he's part of her campaign.
What's the most watched news channel? Who are the most watched and viewed and listened to podcasts? Who are the most watched and listened to or
viewed? Is it
viewed?
Fox?
The number one shows are all Fox. The number one podcast, so Lean Right.
Even in spite of that, she's been able to.
Not in spite of that, meaning, well, in spite of that, yeah. Okay. Meaning the mainstream media is not who you think it is. The mainstream media truly leans right.
The mainstream media leans right. Even Democrats, the honest ones, even Democrats know the media is all left. I forget the numbers came out recently. I think it was 96% or 97% of journalists are left. Everyone with eyes can see, read a paper, watch the news. Everyone knows. But Mark Cuban is willing to embarrass himself. And again, this happens all the time.
There are policy proposals made by Trump to those from independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist. What do you mean?
Oh, it was a race for socialism, right? Bernie said that credit card companies should cap their rates, their interest rates, at 15%. Donald Trump, being the socialist that he is, had to beat Bernie. So Donald Trump went out and recommended that interest rate caps be set to 10%. That, I mean, the fact that he's even suggesting price controls and price caps is socialism 101. You haven't heard that from the vice president.
Okay. I'll just play one more. Look, I could do this for 3 hours, but we don't have 3 hours. I'm just trying to give you a good idea of how often this happens with Mark Cuban, just this billionaire guy. He's not a politician. He's not running for anything. Why is he politicking so hard? It's weird.
I know I'm prejudiced. I know I'm bigoted in a lot of different ways. You know, and I've said this before, if I see a black kid in a hoodie at night on the other side of the street, bouncing, you know, I'm probably on the same side of the street, I'm probably going to walk to the other side of the street.
That was Mark Cuban taking part in one of these DEI struggle sessions. So what are you seeing here? Well, let me just tell you. When you see an elite, whoever it may be, media person, CEO, this applies very much to Hollywood actors. If you see a member of the elite campaigning a little too hard, a little too much on behalf of the regime in power, it's always, always, always one of two things. It's not that Mark Cuban woke up one morning as a businessman and decided he was going to become a communist. It's not that Mark Cuban woke up one morning and decided he was a racist and had to, you know, pay a penalty for that. It's not that Mark Cuban woke up one morning and decided he wanted the border open and taxes high and heavy regulations. If you see a member of the elite campaigning this hard, this often, on behalf of an evil, corrupt system, well, there's only one of two reasons they would do it. I'll tell you what those are next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, or wait, I almost said a Friday, on a Thursday. We're not quite at Friday yet, but it's coming. Anyway, it's a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I have a little bit of an exciting announcement I'm going to give you in a moment. I want to finish this Mark Cuban thought real quick. It applies to more than just him. When you see a member of the elite campaigning too hard, too much, really, really making a fool of themselves on behalf of the communists who run this country, there's only one of two reasons they would do so. The first reason is they have a gigantic financial interest they need the government to help them with. That could be a variety of things when you're dealing with companies of this size, when you're dealing with billions, publicly traded companies. Maybe they need an SEC investigation to go away. Maybe there's some shady stuff in there. They need an SEC investigation to go away. Maybe they have a merger that's happening or coming, and they need government people to give them the thumbs up. Maybe, look, I don't know what it may be, but it's either A, there is a huge financial incentive of some kind, and he needs to play the good little boy in public in order to get them on his side, or B, blackmail. And that's just how government has always worked. That's how evil, tyrannical regimes have always worked. Why do you think Jeffrey Epstein kept so many videos and pictures in his possession? Remember, Jeffrey Epstein even had a painting of Bill Clinton, a weird one. Clinton's wearing a dress in this painting. You can go look it up. Had a weird painting of Bill Clinton. If you're Jeffrey Epstein, you're already a billionaire. You're having these disgusting parties in your place. But why the need to videotape everything? Why are you taking pictures? These are, after all, crimes. Well, blackmail. Do you remember that brothel, the House of Ill Repute in Washington, D.C. that was busted not too long ago? It was supposedly some high dollar one. And during the bust, they said their clientele were high ranking members of the government, politicians, generals, they were military guys, CEO types, and not only was that the clientele, in order to partake in the activities at this brothel, you had to give over your name and information to the brothel so they knew everything about you. Why in the world, now I'm not exactly boned up on brothel business, but why in the world would a brothel need all my information before I go in and utilize their services? Because they want the ability to blackmail me, should they need to do so. I have no idea what's going on specifically with Mark Cuban. Wouldn't pretend to know. But it applies to way more than just him. It's just a good general rule you should keep in mind for the future. When you see a member of the elite, actor, actress, CEO, athlete, I don't care who it is, not having a political opinion you don't like, that happens. But when they go way too far, when they go way over the top, either they have a financial interest they need the government's help on, or they're being blackmailed. They need protection. They don't want to end up like Eric Adams.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. But they would not be surprising. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target, and a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength in my spirit.
Yeah. That's how the government works. All right, let's do some emails because I got to clear out some room for tomorrow. Jesse, curious thought. If we force teachers to train with guns, carry them, whatever mandate it is, do you think that might make the profession a little more right-leaning? A soft purge of the teachers, like the vax was a soft purge of the military. I'm not saying I endorse the idea of teachers being forced to do this, but it could certainly be a secondary benefit. What say you? I actually think that's a really great idea. I think it's a really great... Look, and that's the kind of thing that makes us uncomfortable. As soon as we get into that. The idea of doing things, forcing things on people for a political outcome, that's the kind of thing that is made the right historically uncomfortable. But it's one of the best things you can do in your state. It can't be done at a federal level. It's too poisoned and too corrupt. But really what Florida has done has been the best model of this I've ever seen in my entire life. Florida has an amazing governor, DeSantis. They have an amazing legislature. And what they've done is instead of passing a law, you'll have red states do this. Texas does this. Arizona did it when I was there. Arizona, SB 1070, I think is what it was. SB 1070, I bet I'm right. SB 1070 was a big immigration bill that was passed through Arizona. It was hugely controversial at the time, even though, of course, it was totally benign. But it was hugely controversial, and it was really the law they passed. And Arizona made a tremendous mistake when they did it. Not because they passed it, but because they didn't pass 10 other things on 10 other subjects as soon as they passed it. You don't pass a law. You pass law after law after law after law, exactly like Florida has done. You overwhelm your enemy with the right-wingness, I know that's not a term, with the right-wingness of your government. You make him feel like a stranger in foreign lands, and he will leave you. He will leave you. Have you seen the Republican voter advantage, the registered Republican voter advantage in Florida now? That state was purple for my entire life. It was touch and go. The presidential candidates, Democrats and Republicans, they would practically live in Florida because it was such a critical swing state. They would spend fortunes there. They don't even really bother with it as much anymore. Why? Because Florida elected an incredible governor and an incredible state legislature. I want to make sure they always get credit to governors. Don't do it alone. Florida elected this blood red government, and this blood red government didn't sit on their heels. They didn't live and let live. They didn't leave well enough alone. They had an action plan, and they passed law after law after law after law after law. And eventually the Dems freaking left. Oh, gosh, this state sucks. What? You can't even chop a child's penis off. I'm going to New York. That's exactly how it's done. Make your state anti-communist. Make your state hostile to people on the left. I do not want to live in peace with communists. You shouldn't either. I don't want to live in you. I don't want to unify. I don't want to live in peace. I want to divide. I want the cancer removed from me. So act accordingly. You're daggone right you should make a rule about teachers, and you'll get rid of a lot of lefties. It's a profession that has killed this country for a long time. All right. We get to a couple other stories real quick, some emails, and then we're checking out of here. Before we do that, pick up your phone. Your phone sucks compared to mine. I got a brand new iPhone 16 today, courtesy of Pure Talk. I'm not bragging. I take that back. I absolutely am bragging, but Pure Talk sent me an iPhone 16, and I'm so excited. When I tell you to switch to Pure Talk, I always tell you you can keep your phone. You don't have to change phones. You don't have to buy a new one or anything. You can keep your number, and you can. And you get the same great 5G service, so you're not sacrificing service at all. But I should clarify, if you want some fancy new phone, they have those, and they have them at great prices, too. If you want a brand new iPhone or Android or whatever you have, whatever you can do anywhere else, you can do it at Pure Talk. They'll handle it all for you. And the best part is you speak to an American who speaks English when you're on the phone. I'm all, I want an iPhone 16, and I didn't hear, instead I could hear, yes, Mr. Kelly, we'll get that done. Thank you so much for your business. Doesn't that sound nice? You can deal with that or click, click. It's your call. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Takes 10 minutes on the phone. Go switch, even though my phone will be better than you. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have to do a couple things, including some exciting news before I get back to the other stuff. One, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. And you ready for this? Drum roll, Chris. Can they hear? Is this good? Is it coming across? Nice. Drum roll. This is me doing my own drum roll, even though I'm using my fingers because my hands are so big. Drum roll. We now have voicemails. You can leave a voicemail for the show. It can have an Ask Dr. Jesse question in it. It can be love or hate. Look, I don't care what you leave, but we are officially opening up the voicemail portion of the Jesse Kelly Show. If you would like to call, no one will answer, but there is a chance your voice will be heard coast to coast, and Hawaii, love you, Hawaii, coast to coast on the Jesse Kelly Show. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. No one's standing by. No one's going to take your call. All you're going to hear is me, little voicemail greeting, and then the floor is yours. Do with it what you will. Will we regret this? Oh, of course we will. Of course we will. But for a short time, it's going to be a good time. So there you go. Voicemails are open. We're going to play some tomorrow, I think. Are we going to play some tomorrow, Chris? You think? If they're any good? Chris, of course they'll be good. You're right, they'll probably suck. 877-377-4373. Rear Admiral Pete went on the news. Here's what he had to say.
Why are you gay?
Oh, no, wrong one. Here is this one.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work,
engaging them
in the first handful. Again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers, and the very first handful of chargers are now already being physically built.
$7 billion for for seven of them. Seven chargers. And they always love the timeline. Tries to give him an excuse. Well, by 2030, of course, he'll be long gone by then. By then, we won't even know his name. He'll be at some house in Palm Springs battling monkeypox, and the rest of us will still be in debt with 10 chargers if we're lucky by that point in time. Oh, did you see J.D. Vance clap back at Zelensky? J.D. Vance, man, he's been impressive.
He recently detailed a plan that would end the Ukrainian war in a podcast that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called too radical.
But look, I don't appreciate Zelensky coming to this country and telling the American taxpayers what they ought to do. He ought to say thank you to the American taxpayers.
It's a pretty good answer. Speaking of how things are going, listen to the people who are in charge of this conflict.
Anytime you suggest there is a possibility that Vladimir Putin would use nuclear weapons, like, oh, come on, please, he hasn't yet. Let me just speak for myself. I've spoken to foreign leaders who know Vladimir Putin, who have told me, back him into a corner, and he will use nuclear weapons. And if you don't believe he will, you're a fool.
Ah, little things like that. Oh, speaking of weapons, IFCJ needs your help. International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're doing something right now. They're doing something leading up to the horrible anniversary of October 7th. It's called Flags of Fellowship. It's a way we can raise awareness, raise support for these people. And specifically, this one is about emergency food boxes. People are going hungry. I know that sounds crazy, but they are. They're going hungry. Right now, they're looking for 1,200 people to give $100. The $100 is for an emergency food box. Take part in it. Call them. 888-488-IFCJ. Or go to supportifcj.org. All right? All right. Now, I wanted to play this. I played it earlier. I just want to play it again because I believe it's critical. I know we're towards the end of the show, but Marcus Allen, FBI whistleblower, gave us instructions.
And everybody in the minority party, they're fearing what Donald Trump would do in the next administration while they sit here and they look at the guy who's been persecuted by the FBI. And everybody in the room understands it. Mr. Allen, do you have comments you wish to make? I'll give you about a minute, minute and a half, and then I want to turn the rest of my time to Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir. I would just say that I consider the hearing today my last act of service as a public servant for the United States of America. And I'll give you my professional opinion. I was an intel professional for our country for many years, and I would give recommendations, and I'd also look at indications and warnings. So I would offer this to the American people as my warning to them. Since this is a warning to the American people, I say, I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. I've been persecuted along with Garrett, Steve and Kyle, and countless other whistleblowers. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. It has been a seemingly effective tactic. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in. Their ability to overclassify information can allow them to stonewall forever. To the American people, you have a duty as a citizen to vote, and I strongly urge you to do so. It's how you participate in the American experience. I know people have doubts about election integrity, but you must vote. It is your claim. Stake your claim and don't forfeit it willingly. Have your voice heard. My other recommendations are in the natural order. First, vote. The second is the Second Amendment. Arm yourself and know how to defend yourself. Make 3 to 4 friends in your neighborhood and promise to come to each other's mutual aid in times of hardship. And during the Great Depression, people stocked up a pantry. So I think that's a good practice, especially in our economic times.
FBI guy, he's seen how evil it is. Telling us to get ready. I suggest we get ready.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Secret Service was told of credible threat to Trump days before the Butler rally. Wow. Wild how that just slipped through the cracks. Marines to get new drone-killing microwave weapon designed for expeditionary ops. These spoiled kids today. My M16 I carried was from Vietnam. Gallup. For the first time in decades, more voters identify as GOP. Look, maybe people are waking up. I'm waking up to the fact the show ended. I waited too long for that. I'll see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm ready for these voicemails. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.